operating extra trains on the Union Pacific on Friday, May 25th, 2012, to accommodate commuters that will be leaving work early for the pre-Memorial Day holiday Friday.
How many times are they going to play this announcement? See if they play it again. Okay, they play it 4 times. It's good enough. That's really not why I'm posting this, boo, but I just happen to overlap that, so. Anyways, this is about Blind Square. I'm not going to demo Blind Square because I'm out at the train station, and I can't anyways because no way to record it. But safe to say, I really do like Blind Square. I don't like its name. I think it sounds very exclusive and kind of snobby. But name aside, you know, just like they say, you can't judge a book by its cover. The app is really cool. As you move, it announces what's around you. You can set the threshold. You can toggle what categories you want. So, like, I've turned off residences because everybody wants to add their friggin' house. And it pulls its data from Foursquare. Oh, hi. Train's coming. But it pulls its data from Foursquare. So sometimes there's duplicates of places, which is kind of weird. And if speech is off, I don't know how to see the data on the screen. So you have to deal with the built-in a cappella speech. And they don't have American English, just UK English. Which is okay, I guess. But the really cool thing is you have one button check-in, which is really nice. I just used it this morning. The only thing is it doesn't tell you, like, I can see the number of points I got, which was I got 2 points because it's my 3rd time here. But I don't get any of the little special messages like, you know, you checked in 3 days this week or whatever. So the info it pulls from Foursquare is a little on the lacking side. That being said, though, it's really cool. I mean, it's a really neat navigational aid. It's not as, like, you know, definitive as, say, Ariadne, but, you know, this is one of those things where it doesn't seem like there's just one tool we can use. There's multiple tools. Which, again, I'd like to see an all-inclusive, all-in-one thing, but, oh well. You can't have it all, I mean, but I like this. It's cool, and I think it's going to get better. So, you know, I mean, it's $12, which is a little pricey. But all things considered, it is a pretty good app, and it does do a lot of really good things. So if you're on the fence about it, and you've got $12... give it a try. Especially if you're a big Foursquare person, I think it might help. Like I said, I know for me it's really helpful. So anyways, that's a little bit about Blind Square, because people have asked, and I couldn't fit it into one tweet. So that's what Boo's for. Oh, look, here comes a train. Express train. I think that was 8 cars, but I'm not sure. I'm not good at counting cars, but I'm going to say 8. So anyways, thanks for listening.